The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Looking up baked goods on her phone, it's Professor Mara Livesey.
Yes, that was me.
What were you looking up?
You know, I thought I remembered the name of the cookie that Dan and I were just talking about from Bake Off, but I remembered the name of a different cookie from Bake Off.
Are you telling me you were just thinking of two different cookies at the same time?
I was.
That's great.
I love thinking of cookies. I was thinking of Jaffa cakes, so apologies. I couldn't.
That's it.
It's not right. It's not the right one. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. There's no marshmallow in that one, but it is cookie jam chocolate, just no marshmallow.
Oh my gosh. We probably need a like mega question set sent in that's just all food so we can get it out of our system.
Yes, please.
I mean, seriously, every week. That's pretty much every week. Frankly, we had the thing about what's your favorite Peanuts character, and no one said anything like, I don't like to eat peanuts or something. Like, it didn't turn into food.
No peanut allergies or anything like that.
No peanut allergies, yeah, exactly. That, of course, is the dulcet tone of Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. Good to have you here, sir. Did I see you in your driveway taking the garbage can in the other day?
Possibly. I'm trying to be civic-minded.
Good for you.
As I wasn't leaving the can out there till next week.
Have you renewed your library card, Dave?
No, I haven't.
I mean, come on.
Wow.
No, I haven't.
We've got big battles coming in Little Berkeley, Michigan, coming up soon with this millage that we're all voting on.
Uh-oh.
Yep,
that's going to be a tussle.
To take away all of our rights.
Your rights to resist
the millage?
They send us a postcard. It's sort of like, these city services may or may not happen if you don't approve this. And it's a long list. I'm like, oh great. That's great.
That's why you were rushing to get your trash thing out?
I got to preserve my garbage can.
Including trash pickup, right? Yeah.
No, we'll just pile it up somewhere. That's all. I'm sure we'll find a place.
You have a spare lot.
Wait a minute.
I'm bringing my stuff over to your joint.
I'm composting everything of Matt's.
Oh my gosh. We're once again very, very happy to have guest panelist Dean Jacqueline Barishka joining us today.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
It does occur to me, you know, when you first joined us, the academic year hadn't started, and now we're about 3 or 4 weeks away. Like, any observations from your first year in office here?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Sure. The College of Liberal Arts and Education is amazing. So is the University of Detroit Mercy and the other colleges that make it up. I am, of course, partial to the College of Liberal Arts and Education.
No.
We have wonderful faculty, students, staff. It's been a great year, and we're looking forward to an even brighter future.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That sounds like a commercial.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Wow.
I don't get asked that question very often, do I, Dave?
No.
She didn't mention retirees.
No, she didn't, but I'm
And we
sure
have some
included.
Amazing retirees.
I'm sure they're included.
Wow.
Yes.
Always.
Those silly adjuncts.
Many of whom continue to adjunct faculty with
That's
us.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing retiree Exhibit A, Professor Jim Tubbs.
Yeah, what she said.
Dan Maggio is here with us. What's going on, Dan?
Not much.
You were mentioning the people of New England being so loyal to...
Right. Well, right. Working with them on a regular basis.
Got it. Okay.
On calls, not physically out east. Although I haven't been out east in... actually been like a year. But I do miss it. Right. I miss going to New Hampshire.
Sure.
Miss the weeks there, and New Hampshire's a beautiful state.
Absolutely.
I was born in New Hampshire.
I know.
Oh, you know that? Sorry to say it again.
Live free or die.
So I don't know. They haven't even talked about returning to normal with the travel and the visiting.
Sure.
So that's not even on the radar yet.
One step at a time. Man.
I know.
One step at a time. Professor Stephen Manning is here with us. Exhibit B, sure. You know
what they said.
Yeah, exactly. Nice patterned collared shirts. I'm starting to see a trend.
Mm.
Need to grab a couple of those before I retire. Apparently.
What would you do with your T-shirt collection?
I don't know.
You'd wear it over.
I really don't know. I was just going over my T-shirts this morning. I'm like, time to retire a few, especially the ones I've had since high school. What's going on, Stephen?
I put one on this morning, a gift, and immediately retired it. I wore it for like 2 hours. It's already gone.
Oh, poor thing.
Anyway.
Poor thing. Yes. Jerry Seinfeld calls them Golden Boy. Do you want to borrow Golden Boy? Professor Heather Hill is with us as well. Born in New Hampshire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I see you are wearing a Millennium Falcon t-shirt.
I am wearing a Millennium Falcon t-shirt, yes.
It's got a schematic and everything.
Mm-hmm. I was watching, catching up on The Mandalorian yesterday.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Fun stuff
going
on.
Do you wear your... how many? Here's a question. How many Star Wars t-shirts do you think you own?
Wow, that's a really good question. I think it's only this one.
Seriously?
No, seriously.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, we don't talk about his Wookiee costume on weekends. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Although I could tell you that Leslie and I had this conversation last night, and she's like, you should get like a Mandalorian t-shirt because there's a bunch of cool designs. And I immediately found one. Apparently there's a meme I've missed where the memer has decided the actual name of the Mandalorian show should be Space Daddy Does His Taxes.
Yes.
And of course you can buy a t-shirt that says Space Daddy Does His Taxes. And I think that that's hilarious. So me and Pedro Pascal like this.
There you go.
That's buzz.
Folks, this is a program you can send us questions regarding anything. It's been a while since we've had some Star Wars. I'm sure that'll be painful for most of the people on the panel. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear Matt and professors, what's up with you Midwest folks sending us all on the West Coast the snow and misery?
Oh, wonder.
So sorry.
Rather than go outside and make muddy snow angels, the family burrows stayed indoors and batted around a new round of questions. Oh. And I believe we know this already, a new set of imponderables.
I think this has got to be a cottage industry for them.
Big
I tell
time.
You what, that
work
family produces.
Hard. They work hard. The questions were relatively easy to come up with as we stockpile them. The imponderables are getting tougher and tougher to come up. My wife might want to pay an increase if this keeps up. Oh, that's cute.
Uh-huh.
We hope the attached 20 imponderables will keep folks scratching their heads, searching your souls. As always, we hope the questions provide a good challenge. Warmest greetings despite the recent cold spell. From
now
Valencia,
we got search your souls,
California.
Too?
They've still got it.
Frank and the Family Burrows. They're like our band. Okay, all over the map and away we go. As of November 2021, what is the single most expensive item on a McDonald's menu? Oh, that's a good piece of trivia. It's a little bit tricky, so if you can get the genre, I'm going to give it to you.
Combination?
Only in the McDonald's of Lebanon.
And it's
Lebanese?
Like a single item,
it's
not
a single
like
item.
A combo meal.
Yeah, it's a single item.
What do you mean only in the McDonald's?
This is not
Lebanon.
Something off an American McDonald's.
Oh, is it like
meal.
Is it a falafel Big Mac?
No.
Is it a Wagyu beef?
That's another good choice. But no.
Is it a whole lamb sandwich?
Wait a minute, is this like one of those stuffed camel deals?
Ooh, I like that.
No, it is not.
Oh, stuffed camel.
Is it a shawarma burger?
It is not.
Is it lamb related?
Is it, I'm sorry?
Lamb?
No, it isn't lamb related. Oh. I mean, I was going to give it to you if you could come up with the meat, but no one said
is it
yet.
Goat?
It's... No.
What? Herman.
Oh. It's just a chicken sandwich.
Oh, chicken.
A chicken sandwich?
The 1 grand chicken special.
I was okay,
is $27.19 American.
Whoa.
Holy.
One sandwich.
Holy mackerel. How big is the sandwich?
No, it's not a mackerel. It's chicken.
Is it served on silver?
That you can keep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People have been hacking that menu for a long time.
Really?
I don't need to work
it's kind
that
of
hard.
Interesting.
I wouldn't.
Hacking the McDonald's menu.
Hacking the McDonald's menu.
Okay.
I wouldn't think to do that.
Got a lot of free time.
I'm just not bothering.
Yeah. Wait till they make the Big Mac stir fry.
Don't eat there anyway.
Or the quarter pounder fried rice.
Dave.
Yes.
Ooh, there we go.
I wonder if Beth Oljar has done that.
What was the University of Windsor's original name?
Huh? Oh.
Just directly going to Dave. I don't know.
You're not saying
it. Wait, is it like
Dave?
Sandwich? No. Assumption College.
Assumption.
Yeah, it's a
Catholic
university.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
I remember driving by there, and they always had all the signs still up for a while.
There's an Assumption College in the U.S. too.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think there's several.
Yeah.
It's right down the block from where I used to get pork buns.
Nice. Pork buns.
They're not open anymore.
No, they closed during COVID. You, I've sent you to those places.
You have?
Yes. You went to that barbecue place, didn't you?
No, but I went to the Korean
restaurant. Was it their Korean restaurant next door? No, there's another restaurant.
There's a soup dumpling place.
Matt adores
soup dumplings.
Oh, I see.
Who was the main manufacturer of parachute pants in the 1980s? This is pretty well known, I have to say.
Is it?
I may have owned one pair.
MC Hammer?
You owned a pair of parachute pants?
They were awesome.
He never pulled the cord.
Levi's?
Oh.
Nope.
No.
It's a brand that is not really around much anymore.
Not Hager?
Jordache?
Not Jordache.
Like Bugle Boy or something
Bugle Boy is what it was.
That was a thing at the mall. I remember that.
Do you still have?
And you had a pair.
You still have?
I do not. No, I do not.
What color were they?
I think they were green.
Dark green or light green?
I don't remember.
It's really too bad you didn't.
Don't draw a picture.
Could you produce a picture of?
You gotta draw a picture of him. Oh, Dave's gonna do this.
Need photographic evidence.
Diaphanous parachute pants.
Were they cuffed?
I don't
cuff.
I'll stop.
Or cinched at the ankle.
I don't think they would be.
Perhaps. Well, I think they.
I don't.
Or zippers all over the place.
Be. They should be. Right. If they're, oh, that's geez. What makes them balloon.
If that's what they are. No, right?
How do you know the difference between balloon pants and harem pants?
The stunned silence speaks volumes.
Excellent question.
Who was U.S. Secretary of State? I regret it already. Following Madeleine Albright.
Oh.
Warren Christopher.
It's not what it says. So Madeleine Albright was under
Clinton.
Yeah. So the wise thing would be to pick W. Bush.
Ooh. Secretary of State, you said?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, was it Rumsfeld?
You're really overthinking this. Rumsfeld was defense.
Yes.
Schultz?
Powell. Colin Powell.
Oh. Because I was thinking John Kerry.
I thought there was one in between, though.
Colin Powell.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Yes.
Okay. What musician has a memoir titled Between a Rock and a Hard Place, detailing her battle with her music label that became a New York Times bestseller?
Joan Jett.
That's not what it says here.
Taylor Swift. The other one.
It's that generation.
Joan Jett.
The other one.
The other
Pat
one.
Benatar?
Pat Benatar is correct.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I had to make up for the Colin Powell mess.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a mess.
Oh, my gosh. Pat Benatar. What toy was called a bandolier before it was branded in the modern 1950s and caught on again. Yes.
Not a banjo.
Bandolier.
Actually a toy.
Hula hoop.
This sounds like a Wookiee weapon.
Hula hoop?
Hula hoop is, you're getting close. I mean, it has to be an ancient
slinky.
Sort of thing.
Like a boomerang?
Yo-yo?
No. Yo-yo is up. Yo-yo. Now the Dean's on a tear. Oh. Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Make enough of that cold.
Very serious. I'm suffering from
what
that.
What a rebound.
All set. You're completely all set. Yeah.
Rebounded like a yo-yo.
Came at me like a yo-yo. What is Wisconsin state rock? I don't know what to do with that question. That's sort of pushing it a little bit.
Do we have a state rock?
We do.
Petoskey Stone.
Petoskey Stone.
Of course. Oh, yeah. My God. I can't believe I asked. Now I feel like you.
I would say cranial tissue.
Granite. Granite.
It is, you know what? I'm giving it to you. It's red granite is what it is.
Wow.
Red granite.
Is that
close. Close.
Well done.
Close.
I would have made it again. Right.
That totally
is. Very lenient. Hi, Heather.
I know we have the map right behind us.
If I had asked
any random state what their state bird is, you have like a 1 in 17 if you answer
Robin,
which is right. Yeah. Michigan, real,
man,
real unique.
You also know that map also, you know, stands in place of everything else. If you ask a question of Africa, we just look at the map.
We always look at the map, yeah, absolutely. You know
who's Colin Powell? You know, we look at the map.
Oh, look at the map, yeah, exactly.
It's where we draw our power.
Ooh, I don't know what to say about this. How many Hard Rock hotels are left on planet Earth?
Six.
It's more than six.
16.
Not
it's
here.
More than 16.
26.
You know, there's one in Madrid.
It's more than 26. Oh.
I saw the pattern.
156.
And there's one in
it's
Las
less
Vegas.
Than 156.
112.
It's less than 112.
Should we just
76.
79.
96.
84.
56.
Should we just call Kendra like just be done
61.
With?
Yes.
Kendra would know.
Yeah, Kendra would know.
None of those numbers you just said are correct.
84.
It is not 84, it's less.
Dan, is this something
29.
Mathematically?
It's higher than 29.
52.
It's lower than
41.
41.
This sounds like a bad auction.
Sure.
37.
There we go. Sure. Make the torture end.
I don't know what
there's
to
one in Madrid because I saw it.
Close enough. Yeah. Close enough after.
Did you
after
go
65
in?
Yes, close enough.
Did not.
Did you go in to enjoy what 1995 felt like?
Yeah, which was nice.
Hey, Dan Maggio and we won. Gosh. A trivia challenge there once, remember? The one downtown?
Oh, the cafe.
Yes.
Well, you said hotel. Is there a difference?
There is a difference.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's actually are the rooms themed? I think they have a guitar bed.
Yeah, I think they have they have rock and roll pictures on the walls.
That's my theme.
That's the theme.
So
yeah.
the first comic book movie that won an Oscar for acting also had something very, very special about it. The Oscar. What was it?
Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm. And therefore?
The Joker.
Posthumously?
Posthumous. Yeah, that's right. He was already gone by the time the Oscars came around. It's the Dark Knight's Joker portrayal.
Yeah. I remember I was in school when word got around that he had passed. I actually had two students crying their eyes out in the hallway in front of me. I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that when Kurt Cobain passed away.
I felt that way when Anthony Bourdain passed away.
Yeah,
that one really hurts. That was a tough one.
Hurts us all. Oh my, okay. This is going to be very telling. Of all the actors that have portrayed a live-action Batman, who was the oldest?
The oldest?
At the time of filming?
At the time of playing The Dark Knight.
George Clooney.
Was not Clooney.
No, Ben Affleck.
Was not Michael Keaton.
You think Ben Affleck?
It is Ben Affleck at 43.
Yes.
Wow.
Because he portrayed the older Bruce Wayne taking on Superman.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah,
I just,
he was much more mature as a character.
Is this what happens when you get really wealthy and you have nothing else to attain in life? You have to be Batman?
I think so.
Because Lord knows
George Clooney should have been. Are we just going to have an endless supply of Batman movies?
Val Kilmer.
Have you seen the latest Batman, though?
The Pattinson one?
I thought it was quite good.
I did, too.
He plays a very young, a very immature Batman, but I really liked his portrayal.
I thought that was a great movie, and it was very, very long, but the music in it was also totally awesome.
Which one are you talking about?
Robert Pattinson.
The Batman.
The Batman, okay.
I thought it was quite nice.
Batman, as I call him.
He was in a Harry Potter movie.
Sure was.
He was Cedric Diggory.
He was also in Twilight.
Yes.
What are the three basic requirements for a person to actually ask for and receive asylum in these United States?
The three requirements?
Three requirements.
Persecuted?
You have to be persecuted. Yes, that is true.
Fear for your life?
You have to be fearing for your life. And?
Pregnant?
No.
I'd be fearing for my life if I was pregnant. What else?
This one's just a little bit, let's see. FYI, you have to be being persecuted for one of the following criteria. This is a sub-criteria. Race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or a particular social group. So when you have fear of persecution, it has to be one of those things. You can't be a felon in your home country. You cannot be a felon. If you're a felon, you cannot apply for asylum. So 2 out of 3, 66%, passing.
That seems unfair.
You think?
Well, in some countries, being gay is a felony.
Yeah. And a lot of people would be fleeing because they are being persecuted under the existing laws
of
their country.
What if the meter stick is American law, though? Like murder, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Because some people have, some countries have really ridiculous.
Or like religious. Yes. You know, if you're going to be arrested for your religious.
Okay.
Right.
Can Florida residents apply for asylum?
From the rest of these United States? No comment. No comment. Does everybody see the March to Nine Rouge last weekend?
Yes.
Don't Florida, my Detroit. That's all I have to say. What famous comedian portrayed the character Larry Burns, the son of C. Montgomery Burns on The Simpsons? Has a necktie on, a little bit undone.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield. Ooh, this one was coming sooner or later. We all know that Amazon is the top retailer in the world and that Walmart is the number two retailer in the world. But who is the third largest retailer in the world?
Is it the Chinese company Alibaba? Alibaba, I mean. No. Thank you.
It's not Alibaba.
It's Costco.
Costco, the third largest retailer in the world.
Really?
U.S.
It's Costco.
I love Costco.
And I'm the holy of holies.
Oh, you know what? I don't shop at any of them.
Oh, I got Costco every week.
I did read the second half of the question.
Amazon only on our
who is the third largest retailer in the world that still has a $1.50 hot dog? I couldn't even
get that.
They do have good pizza. No.
They do.
The churros are where it's at, man.
Oh, the churros.
Those churros.
Don't play the churro card.
Okay. Name all six members, oh yes, of the Jackson Five.
Marlon, Tito, Jackie, Jermaine, Michael, Randy?
Janet.
Janet, don't forget Janet.
No, Randy replaced Jermaine. That's all it says here. So, but I would have included Janet.
I think she deserves
it. She so deserves it.
There's nobody forgets Edie and I demands that.
Yeah, but nobody went LaToya, so, I mean.
Look at Janet.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry.
We could
have. We're the nation.
What actor provided the voices for Monstro the Whale in Disney's original Pinocchio, Al the Alligator in Lady and the Tramp, Thing One in The Cat in the Hat, and Darth Vader on a Donnie and Marie TV special?
Oh,
what the heck is this?
Jeez. Whoa. Tony the Tiger.
What? He's a very famous voice actor.
Tony the Tiger. Who played him?
He is.
Oh.
He has the cool
name.
We should know. Oh, doggone.
Look at the map. Look at the map.
Oh, yeah. Look at the map.
Yeah.
Draw your power, Dave. Draw your power.
Draw my power from the map.
This is your Colin Powell moment.
Tony the Tiger. Tony the Tiger is good because that's the thing that people
and
know
what,
him the
wasn't
most
also
for.
The Grinch? He sang.
He was this sang the Grinch song. Yes,
you're a mean one.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that
Mr.
guy,
Mr. Grinch.
Who?
He's got that low voice.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Whoa. Thurl.
Yeah.
Ravenscroft.
Oh. Well done.
Thank goodness for the map.
Well done.
You drew your power.
Cool name. It's a little tiny thing in the back
yeah.
of.
Yeah, that probably will make me forget to put down. Yeah, that replaces me putting on the toilet seat tonight. So. I've only got so much brain
yeah,
power.
He went
oh,
there.
So you can't. Okay, all right.
I'll forget.
Yes. Did not know where that was going.
Next up for the day.
No, Heather wants to. I only have so much brain power in here that just replaces things.
RCG's not
going to just. Hey, she should be thankful I don't saran wrap it.
Okay. Thurl Ravenscroft also sang the theme song to the Disney Haunted Mansion. And so it's very difficult since I based my whole life on the teachings of the Haunted Mansion that I listen to his voice every year. Grim Grinning Ghosts. Who was the Boston Strong Boy? Huh?
Boston Strong?
Huh? Strong Boy.
Who was the Boston Strong Boy?
Is it a baseball player?
Nope. Oh. But it is a
boxer?
He's a boxer, yes. But who else would that be?
I took us this far.
So. You got halfway.
That's awesome. Dan hands off the baton for Stephen to run with.
Is he an Irish guy?
That's pretty good.
It's not Jack Dempsey.
No. The other really fairly well-known teens and 20s era boxer.
Apollo Creed.
Oh, no.
Not Clubber Lang?
Not Creed Jr. His name was... John L. Sullivan.
Wasn't
Dempsey was good.
Wasn't he a bare knuckles fighter? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
For a while he was, yeah. Okay, this will be interesting. Let's see if we can sort of go around the table, see who gets the closest. From the surface of the Detroit River, how deep do you have to go before you get to the roof of the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel?
I hope you never do.
It's another number thing.
It's a number thing.
Quick, look at the map. 40 feet.
You know, okay, all right, 40. We got 40.
It's more than that.
What was the...
How deep from the surface of the Detroit River to the roof of the Detroit Windsor Tunnel in feet?
Oh, in feet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in the U.S.
I'm going to say...
You can't use a system that makes sense.
No, it can't be that deep.
250?
250, okay. We got 40, I think, and we got 250.
I'm going to say 100.
100.
I'll go 150.
150.
Oh, that's a good point.
You can bet $1, and if you don't go over, you can win.
Right. I was going to say 151.
80?
80 feet.
Ooh.
I'm giving it to you. 75 is the correct answer.
Nice.
Right. That's 75 feet.
75 feet.
Yeah. I mean, you know how far you go down before you go up.
Yeah.
Now, what's weird about that is we can sort of envision that the tunnel is approximately, you know, as tall as a ceiling here, maybe a little bit more. I mean... These rivers and bodies of water are not very deep where we are. Lake St. Clair and the river are very, very
don't
shallow.
Don't they have to dredge it every now and then or for
it's
the freighters to go through?
It's creepy down there.
Yeah, it is.
It is, but it's...
It's creepy.
It is.
Especially coming up.
Yes.
And slower.
Oh, no, the funniest thing is I remember taking my nieces down there and then turning on the wiper flue and telling them the tunnel's leaking.
Oh, that's
nice. Very nice.
And what?
And their parents said, you can't see him anymore?
Yes.
No more babysitting for you.
In what state would you find the world's largest frying pan? It's 15 feet wide. It holds 200 gallons of oil. It can fry 365 chickens one time.
Yeah, it's hardly like southern. It's got to
be Tennessee. Somewhere in the south.
Georgia.
Mississippi.
I think it's Washington. Kentucky.
Minnesota.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Here we go.
Iowa.
Mississippi.
Louisiana.
Oregon. Washington.
Rose Hill, North Carolina is the home to the I'm sorry.
I never heard of that.
Rose Hill.
Well, now you got to go visit.
Okay.
It's heated underneath by 40 flame burners.
I've been to Rose Hill before.
You've been to Rose Hill.
Caesar's frying pan? Did you have fried chicken?
No.
If you did. If you did.
Did you have Rose Jammy Hill. Dodgers? Rose Hill.
No.
Rose Hill.
Oh, Rose Hill?
That's my sister's name.
Well, now we know why. You know, now they got their attraction. Yeah, that's all.
Tell me where I know you.
Last question, professors, for our show today. Things are getting a little toasty here in the old office. This is pretty funny, though.
They
in
sure
2013.
Are.
Okay, so, 10 years ago. What country was the top marketplace for Tupperware?
Well, not the U.S.
This is beautiful. It's not the United States.
Japan.
Japan.
We have Gladware now, and it's not Japan.
No. Oh.
India.
No.
Yeah.
Russia.
Pakistan.
China.
China. Not Canada? No. What, like
I had to hesitate when Heather said India. I had to hesitate.
Sri Lanka?
Iran?
No. Iraq?
Pakistan?
Dubai?
Bangladesh?
Indonesia?
It's Indonesia.
It's Indonesia?
Indonesia. Followed by what European country is number two?
Belgium.
Serbia.
Ireland.
Denmark.
England.
Georgia. Liechtenstein.
Germany.
Germany. It's Germany.
Germany
is number two.
Well, Germans are very orderly, so I can see why
they like their Tupperware.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's hilarious.
Exactly.
By size.
Indonesia is the world's top marketplace for Tupperware. I don't even know
made up too. No, I'm kidding.
What to say. It sounds too weird to be made up, don't you think?
Man,
it's pretty strange.
It's totally random.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember what Tupperware looked like and how it has the little circles. So when you press the button, it would burp and whatever. But I haven't seen Tupperware
in decades.
I would like
to know the most commonly stored items in the Tupperware in Indonesia. That would be interesting.
Maybe there's something special.
Fish heads.
Maybe there's something special that only Tupperware can handle.
Jell-O salad.
Oh, dear Lord.
Jell-O salad.
Oh, man.
Y'all are off the hook here. I'm so sorry.
A little goofy.
Great questions, by the way, Frank and the Family Bros.
Yes,
always. Thank you.
But I'm afraid the time has come for us to say goodbye, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Steven.
Bye-bye.
Dan.
Bye-bye.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Jacqueline.
See you later.
Dave.
See ya.
And Mara.
Goodbye.
Now, these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.